For months, there's been a fight over Councilman Andrew Tuma's plan to put regulations on the livery cab business along the lines of what's put on the city's cabs. By state law, livery cabs can only take customers who call for a ride, and in Niagara Falls, that's mostly the medical transport vans of Cameron Transportation. Not usually a competitive field for ride hailing. There are also calls for more medallions for regular taxis to provide more cab service. Columnist and activist Ken Hamilton told the council it's an apples and oranges dispute.
Why does a medical driver have to know how many gallons of water goes over Niagara Falls when the people that he's transporting lives right here? They just want to go from Robo Towers out to Summit to get an x-ray. All of these things, they are all very different. Their functions are very different. The things that they're trying to do are different.
Tuma says the proposed regulations were requested by the police department to ensure the department knows who is at the wheel of vehicles for hire. There are no controls over cabs which come into the Cataract City from adjacent communities. The measure has been on the legislative table for months, and there is no indication it's going to come off soon. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.